Hello, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith, once again here at One Buccaneer Place, and this is Buccaneers Insider for Wednesday, May 21st. The Buccaneers have moved into Phase 3 of the offseason, which allows for organized team activity days, or OTAs, which are the closest thing the team can do to a full practice during the offseason other than mini camps. And unlike the practices before the NFL draft, these feature the entire 90-man roster with both veterans and rookies. We talked to veteran linebacker Lavonte David about those Buccaneer newcomers mixing into practice.
Yeah, man, you know, it's... You know, they're getting right into it. You know, today they got some work in with the older guys. So, So far, they haven't hit them with a lot of workload, so they give them so much that they can handle. So, I mean, so far, so good.
You had a couple guys in your group, undrafted free agents, from Nate and Steven. What do you think of those guys so far?
They're coming along well. I mean, they just following the lead. You know what I mean? You know, like normal rookies, they coming in, learning, asking questions that need to be asked. And, you know, we got a group of guys that's, you know, willing to teach. So that's a good thing. You know, those guys, they picking up on it, you know, like the way they should.
I think most coaches talk about having an up-tempo practice, so I'm sure that's nothing new. What is a Lovie Smith practice like?
Just a competitive, you know, at the same time, you know, protect yourself, you know, because we only got helmets on and stuff like that. But when we come out here, we get some work in, you know, that's the main emphasis. And, you know, so far so good today. You know, we got in, we did what we had to do, got in and got out.
Lavonte and I were talking about undrafted free agent linebackers Nate Askew and Steven Jenkins of Texas A&M, and it's certainly easy to understand why those two guys chose to come to Tampa after they weren't drafted. If you're a linebacker, you can't ask for much better mentorship than the All-Pro Lavonte David, Hardy Nickerson, and Lovie Smith. Wide receiver Lewis Murphy also decided to come to Tampa as an unrestricted free agent, and of course, it's a homecoming for him. He's a former prep star from St. Petersburg. We talked to Lewis about how he's fitting into the Buccaneers' offense.
Oh, man, I love it, man. I love the chemistry. I love the vibe. I love the guys in the locker room, the coaches. Man, everything that we got going, man, it's very exciting, very exciting.
Are they working you at a specific spot, a Y or a Z or a slot or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm actually all three positions, man. Just learning the offense, everywhere I can go. Just working at all three of them and just learning the entire offense as a whole. I'm trying to learn what the tight end is doing, what the running back is doing, everything in the offense. That's what I'm trying to do.
Is that the best approach for you, joining the team and trying to earn a spot on the 53 to do it that way?
Yeah, I think so, man. Just because for me, you know, you never know in the game. You know, I've been in this thing going on 6 years now. If, you know, one guy goes down, you know, automatically the next guy's up. You got to know that guy's position. So you can't just lock in at the X or the Z or the slot. You have to know it all.
Obviously, it's smart for Murphy to learn all the positions he could eventually fit into in the Buccaneers' offense, but he has seen a pretty good amount of action in the slot during his career, including 2 years ago with the Carolina Panthers when he had 25 catches. The competition for that spot here at One Buccaneer Place appears to be wide open. And that's it for today on Buccaneers Insider, but we'll be right back here next week for another week of OTAs.